Roddy Vargas, former Victory Championship star and Football Nation commentator, joins us now to talk all things A-League. Roddy, Melbourne Victory, they finished 1-1 with Wellington. Frustrating, or is that was as good as what they could have got out of their performance over the weekend?
Probably a bit of both. A lot of both. Probably very frustrating for all the fans that turned out and supporters and members. You know, we're into round five now, and they're kind of playing catch up now. I mean, City's on, I think, 13 points, so they're sort of getting a bit of a lead. And, you know, frustrating in the fact that the two big signings in Robbie Cruz and Andy Nabu, you know, haven't been on the park as much as we'd like. Robbie Cruz hasn't seen any game time, so that's hugely frustrating for everyone at the club. I'm sure Kurtz would love them out there. So it's going to be an interesting couple of weeks and an interesting season for Victory, and it's almost a rebuilding time for the club.
Can they afford to have rebuilding when you know that Melbourne City have now had four wins in a row? They're a game clear at the top. We know Western United were impressive again. I think you and I had this discussion, and I think you actually said this to me 2 weeks ago, that you felt the Victory could be the team that probably would struggle out of the three Melbourne teams, and it looks like it's bearing fruit, that comment.
It's just, look, for me, the hardest thing is, and I've said it time and time again, and I hate to sound like a broken record, but I don't have issues with, you know, players they've brought in as such in terms of their quality and pedigree and where they've played. The issue I'm finding is they haven't replaced what they've lost. You know, they've lost Keisuke Honda, they've lost James Tarisi, they've lost Barbarousis, they've lost Antonis. They're all attacking players. You know, between the four of them, I think we calculated between 25 and 28 goals and countless number of assists. You take that out of any side and you don't replace it, and you're going to struggle. And that's been Victory's main issue, is, you know, the attacking options, and particularly in the middle third. They're struggling with attacking midfielders. I think the three or four players they have there, you know, and that's up to every individual. I think they're good players, but they're all similar type players. You know, you've got your Dobris, your Broxham, the Albanian boy in the midfield, Paulson. They're all similar type defensive midfield players. So I think that's really where Victory are lacking in the attacking midfield options.
Western United, impressive again, came from behind again. So they're giving teams starts, but they're finishing strong.
They are, and I think that a lot of that comes down to their coach, Mark Rudin. He's instilled a belief in the side, and, you know, he has to take the credit for that, because he's recruited very astutely in terms of the players and the type of characters he's brought in. You know, he's brought in some players that maybe would have turned heads in terms of, oh, they're old, they're over the hill, but he's brought in experience. He's brought in a winning mentality. You know, someone like Ersun Gulen, who, you know, won't raise too many eyebrows in terms of his quality, but he's played in Turkey at the top level for, you know, a long, long time. So he's got an abundance of experience and leadership, and Durante and Berisha and, you know, Risden. So he's got a really good balance of experienced players, and, you know, they're getting the job done at the moment.
Perth are boring, mate. Perth Glory.
Mate, Castro, you can't call Castro boring. I think, look, I saw the Perth and Newcastle game, which was on ABC, and I was at home with my daughters, and I watched the game, and I actually thought it wasn't a bad game. It was quite entertaining. Perth haven't hit their straps yet. Castro is, you know, he's doing what Toivonen is doing to Victory at the moment. Toivonen is literally carrying Victory at the moment, and Castro is somewhat doing the same with Perth Glory. So, you know, I still think they've got quality in Fornaroli and the rest of the squad. But, yeah, look, they haven't hit the road as they would have liked, but I think they've got enough quality and player depth to do well this year.
Socceroos face Jordan on Friday morning. Always tough against, in the Middle East, I can imagine. Have you been impressed by the campaign so far, even, you know, like wins over lesser opposition like Nepal? Where are we at in regards to the Socceroos?
Yeah, look, they're games that you need to win. And they're always banana peels. They're going to be tough, but, you know, you need to get those games in. You need to win games. International football is what it is. There's no easy beats now. And I know the game coming up on Friday, it's going to be a tough game. You know, the rest of Asia, you know, are catching up, if not overtaking us in many aspects. And I talk about the youth development and, you know, at the younger age groups, we've copped a few hidings in the last week or so from some lesser-known Asian types, if you want to call them that. But when it comes to, you know, senior internationals, there's no easy games, and I think this will be a real test for the Socceroos.
Appreciate your time, mate. We look forward to chatting again shortly, and we look forward to the next round of A-League clashes. And we also look forward to, of course, the Socceroos on Friday morning against Jordan. Thanks for joining us, Roddy.
Not a problem. Pleasure, mate.